Marrying into the Royal Family, Part 2. The Farce of Sarah Ferguson and Prince Andrew. Ironically, one of the most harmonious royal couples is divorced. The marriage between Prince Charles's younger brother Andrew and public relations executive Sarah Ferguson officially only lasted 6 years. They theoretically separated on the orders of the royal family in 1992, after pictures in the British press showed Sarah having her toes sucked by a Texan financial advisor. Divorce followed in 1996, but they continue to live together while each sees other people. Their self-professed harmony is understandable because they have a lot in common. Each lives massively beyond their means, is often millions of pounds in debt, and has been caught in numerous corruption scandals. Both were also close to the late American billionaire and convicted sex trafficker, Jeffrey Epstein, who apparently paid off some of Sarah's debts. Andrew, meanwhile, is accused of sexually exploiting an underage girl, introduced to him by Epstein. The Queen has since stripped Andrew of his royal patronages and military titles, and although he retains his title, His Royal Highness, he can no longer use it in any official capacity.
The success of Kate Middleton and Prince William. Kate Middleton, who met Prince William when both attended the same university, is the daughter of middle-class business people. Her mother was once a flight attendant, which is why it is rumored that William's upper-class friends used to snobbishly call Kate "Doors to Manual" behind her back. After a 10-year on-off relationship, she and the second in line to the throne finally married in 2011, and Kate is the rare example of someone who has brilliantly managed the transition from commoner to royalty. Clearly modeling herself on the Queen, Kate is always pleasant, but never interesting. She has won the public's affection with her constant smile and by never revealing much about her character, opinions, or emotions. In other words, she is a perfect queen-to-be. She dresses in a subtly modernized version of demure royal fashion, reminding the public of her humble beginnings by mixing high street fashion with designer clothes. Radically, she sometimes even wears the same outfit twice. She understands the job perfectly, supports her husband absolutely, and, bar the Queen herself, is the best thing the royal family have on their side right now.
The melodrama of Meghan Markle and Prince Harry. At first, the marriage between actor Meghan Markle and William's younger brother seemed like a coup for the royals. She and Harry were clearly in love, and as a biracial American, Meghan brought an air of modernity and relevance to the institution of the monarchy. Sadly, the two worlds proved incompatible. Meghan seems to have found the restrictive protocols of palace life and aggressive media attention intolerable. Palace employees are said to have found her difficult. The result is no secret. She and Harry stepped back from royal duties and moved to California. That could have been the end of it. But once there, they attacked Harry's family in a TV interview watched by 29 million people in the UK and USA, accusing them, among other things, of racism. After a dignified pause of 2 days, the Queen tried to defuse the crisis by expressing her love for Harry and saying that some recollections may differ. As the California-based Duke and Duchess of Sussex, Harry and Meghan are now no longer royals, but celebrities. The amount of public attention they desire will determine how much of a problem they are for the monarchy in the future.